7:05, you're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning, I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. Looks like a beautiful day here in the great state of Maine. We're broadcasting live from the RowAutoGroup.com studio. Don't forget, our McVetty's Hearth and Home text line is 207-409-6172. You can find out more at stovesofmaine.com. Somebody who knew JJ, our founder, who passed away in October, just texted me and said, "It is no wonder that you and JJ got along so well." The person said, "I never saw JJ get mad at a human being, but he hated equipment, and he would love to take a sledgehammer to it anytime it didn't do what he told it to do." And sounds like you're the same person. You don't really get mad at people, but boy, did you get upset about the equipment not working right. So Sarah Parshall Perry is with us. I am hoping that this works out, because she's about the smartest person I know. And, I mean, she's just brilliant. Brad Dyer, he's okay. Doc Champy, well, we all know he's good.
Thank you, Ray.
And, of course, the birthday girl is in the house, Dee Dee Richardson.
Good morning. She's the smartest person in the room.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, except her taste in men, I guess.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you so much, Doc. That was so kind of you.
Hey, we need to tweak that ego a little bit now.
Hey, let me tell you, when I met her.
I keep him in line.
Oh, I know you do.
When I met her, I weighed 180 pounds. I wore really brilliant suits with Italian silk ties and shine shoes that
I've
never had
pictures.
A smudge. And my hair was always perfect. And then
she like fed you into submission, man.
No,
like,
it wasn't her fault.
Then Ben and Jerry's.
It was my fault. But back in the day, I was charming, and I got the girl. I got the girl I wanted, and I got the keeper.
I was the one that was a music geek.
That's okay.
With the kindest heart of any human being that has ever lived, except for Jesus himself. I
wow.
can say that.
It's a pretty high standard.
It's true. Dee Dee loves yeah. everybody. Dee Dee has a radar that is perfect. There have only been like three, maybe four people in my life ever, and all the time we've been together, 40 years in April. Well, we've been together 41 years, who she has said, no, not them. And she's been perfectly right about them. But she loves everybody.
It kind of makes my wife right, because I got a couple people in my life that she's just like, don't like them.
Yeah.
Don't want them around.
Yeah. And I can't give you a reason why I don't like them.
No, she can, man. I'll tell you right now, she has no
her
problem.
Her radar is perfect. But you know who she does love? She loves Sarah Parshall Perry. She does.
I do.
And I'm hoping this works. Sarah, are you there? And she is not there. Isn't that so fun? All right, I'm going to be calm this time. I know I wasn't calm at 6:35, but I'll be calm this time. Sarah, I know you can hear me probably, maybe not, but I am so sorry. I am so sorry. I was so looking forward to talking with you about the things that are going on. So maybe she can't hear me. I'm going to text her right now. You guys talk amongst yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about them Bears?
Right? Yep. But, it has been very, very, what's been going on the past month has just been just
with what specifically?
Well, with Trump and Musk and Doge, just seeing all this corruption being exposed.
You know what's really interesting? There's all this corruption, and I watch the news articles every day, like from all different sources, and you can see how one-sided it is about, you know, Doge does this, Musk does that, Trump does this. And it's really, they're talking about his exercise of his authority. And I find it really interesting that someone like Woodrow Wilson or Franklin Roosevelt, all these guys, they exercised executive power substantially.
Right.
And so have other presidents. But now Trump is not only exercising his executive power, but if you heard the Hannity interview, which I thought was interesting, he's exercising executive power and then has the tools in place to go make sure that it has been done.
Right.
And that's what people aren't used to. And I look at it, if Congress creates a department and then that department essentially reports to the chief executive, the president, then he has the right to manage that within the law, of course.
Right.
But they're claiming these are independent agencies. They're independent agencies.
Yeah,
is that a thing?
Which is BS.
It's not true.
First of all, they're not independent agencies.
No.
And although this was directed at the EPA, when West Virginia et al. Went to the Supreme Court under the direction of then Attorney General Patrick Morrisey of West Virginia. They won at the court level. And what the court held about the APA was two things. Number one, in the specific case, they did not consider all the ancillary costs to the community of their action. That was number one. But number two, they said that the EPA was acting as essentially judge, jury, and executioner, and they had no constitutional right, nor did they have authorization from Congress to do this. There is no such thing as an autonomous agency within the government.
No, there isn't.
Now, we have one here in Maine called the Maine Principals Association. I don't know why we allow it. Taxes pay for it, all this other stuff. There's no autonomy here.
Yeah, they can't even get the football divisions right.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's really, really interesting because the latest talking point is constitutional crisis. I mean, you get them on touch.
NPR.
It's a constitutional crisis. Which should be defunded tomorrow. But
yeah, I disagree.
But it's really interesting because now they're talking about how Trump is an authoritarian and Elon Musk is an unelected bureaucrat who is creating all this stuff. They're saying they're fascists.
Well, hang on. You know what this thing about Elon being unelected is? They are telling the American people just how dumb they think they are.
Right.
Because they're hoping that the American people fall for such a stupid statement.
And unfortunately, a lot of them are.
No cabinet member is elected. They're all appointed by the president.
Right. At his pleasure.
This is exactly.
Well, the thing is, but when you, I mean, the hole in the argument that's so obvious that they can't see is, can you show me an authoritarian regime ever that cut the size of government?
No, of course not.
I mean,
more importantly, asked in the Oval Office 2 weeks ago about the courts, mm-hmm. Trump said, of course, we'll follow what the courts have said. And he always did in his first term. You know who didn't? Was the guy without a pulse and a working brain, Joe Biden. He defied the courts.
Right, just ignored the
rulings. And you
know
what people have said to me about the student loan thing is, well, Ray, you don't understand. He defied the courts because he was doing what was best for the people.
It works.
Oh, boy.
Those were lots of dictators said they were doing what's best for the people.
Well, yeah, I mean, I can't remember who it was. It was someone, I'm kicking myself because I can't remember who it was, but maybe it was C.S. Lewis or someone said, it's amazing the amount of evil that can happen because the government is acting for the good of the people.
Yeah, was this government acting in the good of the people when the black folks were allowed to be enslaved? Was that acting for the good of the people? What about when women weren't allowed to vote for 140 years or own property or smoke a cigarette on the sidewalk? Were they acting in the good of the women?
That's why you have to ask, by what standard are you measuring the good of the people?
If you measure the standard by Genghis Khan, maybe.
But that's what it is. It's the regime. Or the thought process in the culture at the time is like, well, this is the right thing for the people. Well, good God, I'm glad I live in a country where that is not how it's supposed to be.
You know what I'd love to do? I would love to, for any time someone says, well, this is for the good of the people, I would love them to have a standard IQ test and figure out just precisely what their IQ is, because unless they're at genius level, they don't have the mental capacity to know what's right for the people.
The thing about that is, how many of these people are college professors that have been indoctrinated into that? I mean, look at Pocahontas. I mean, she's law school professor, got a ton of money to teach one class.
Yeah, like $300,000 for.
So I mean, she's pretty smart. I mean, she's got to be really smart if she can get paid that much to do that little work.
You don't have to be smart to be a professor.
Well, we have professors up. I mean, they're always talking about a college education. We had professors up at UMaine that were not even teaching, because as the university said, well, in order for their credibility to rise, they need to be published. So they're working on that.
Yeah.
So they're working on being published so they can get notoriety, so they can have more authority in the classroom. Why don't you just teach?
Yeah, because
forget it. I'm in a frustrated mood right now. The customers,
i.e. the students who are customers, factually, that's what I taught my boys about school. Like, when you go out to school, you're a customer.
Right.
And I remember my brother sitting in a class at University of Southern Maine when he was getting his therapy degree. And the professor started yakking about the ideals of socialism and utopia and all that. My brother says, you know, he spoke up in class. He's telling me this story. He says, I work a 12-hour day, and then I come here at night to listen to you talk about this crap. I'm pretty sure that's not what I pay for.
Right? Well, you know, and it's kind of interesting because in University of Georgia, someone wrote Trump in chalk on the sidewalk, and they had to have pet bunnies and comfort dogs and coloring sessions and everything else, and all these sit-ins about Palestine.
Can you imagine having that kind of power?
To be in their head that much, to own that much space.
That's incredible.
Ears.
They own all the space.
But you know where they don't have these kinds of things? Trade schools.
No, they don't.
I mean, Mike Rowe talks about it. It's like, yeah, there aren't any safe spaces. They don't have comfort bunnies or comfort dogs to pet. They don't have coloring book sessions.
Can you take care of the child that you're learning to take care of? That's true.
Because, I mean, the guys and girls that go to these schools, they want to work. They want to earn a good living. Right. They want to live the American dream. They don't have time for this other BS.
We have some great trade schools here in the state.
We do. You know what these kids 80 years ago were doing? These very same age kids you're talking about. They were defeating Hitler and Nazism, and they were defeating the Emperor of Japan.
Right.
That's what was going on. They were defeating Mussolini. They were defeating all of these
culture was different
evil
then too,
people. You know? And they're the same age as these kids that need bunnies because the name Trump is spoken before them.
Right. How sad. But at least, and you know, one thing that was always, for the past several years, I always said, you know, the culture is crumbling. This is terrible. But I always said, well, at least we have a great military, and the young men and women in the military get it, and they'll serve, they'll get out, and they'll be successful in private life. But then with Biden and all this crap, I mean, even that.
We couldn't even recruit people because they could see, well, why don't we be part of that?
Well, exactly. I mean, if you were a warrior, you were drummed out. You were racist. You were
also dangerous. If things go bad with the government, you're dangerous.
I mean, you were a toxic masculinity, all this stuff.
I suffer from toxic masculinity every day.
But it was.
I mean, marshmallow. I don't.
Every day.
But it's tough. But that's what really scared me. It's like we don't even have the military anymore to protect American values and to embody American values. But again, we've talked about it. I thought Pete Hegseth was a very strange choice for SecDef. But wow.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, that was my first thought.
Recruitment's through the roof now. Well, I mean, they couldn't meet a quota to save their lives, but...
Isn't there nuance to people? You know, we can look at someone and go, I don't know about that, but there's a lot that we don't know about everybody.
Yeah. I mean, you look at it, and, I mean, it's like a switch. I mean, this isn't subtle. This is, as soon as Hegseth got confirmed, recruitment went through the roof.
Amazing.
I mean, they basically just put a full stop on the transgenderism. The military is not a place for social experimentation.
It is absolutely not a place.
It is a break glass in case of emergency, and in a perfect world, it wouldn't exist. But we are not in a perfect world.
But
so.
You know what? A lot of times, might holds off chaos.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and. We see that. I mean, that's been proven so many times. I mean, it's just been proven.
Jordan Pearson talks about it all the time.
Yeah. Men are supposed to be dangerous.
They are supposed to be dangerous or
potentially
people
dangerous.
Need to understand that they have the potential for danger. You know, that I'm cool until you push it too far. And then that's done.
Yeah. I mean, men are supposed to be dangerous, but a good man is in control of that danger. And that's what we need.
And, you know, I am old-fashioned. I believe that God put two species on the earth, not species, two sexes on the earth for a reason. Every species has two sexes.
Well, in the animal world, the
female
is usually more dangerous.
Right.
When pushed.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
I never push, ever.
You know better.
Ever.
Yeah.
You know better.
My wife's laughing right now. I know she's
I fear my wife if she's mad too, though.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you, Dee Dee doesn't really ever get mad, but boy, let me tell you, You know what, somebody does something she and pushes her too far.
Don't go after my kids.
That is something you do not want to be a part of, because if she has to rip your throat out and watch you bleed out, she'll do it.
I'm glad that I'm tall. She could never do that to me.
Well, she can.
She couldn't.
You know what she can do?
She has access to other body parts.
But I know how to squirrel.
She can go low.
She has new knees. She can jump. But you know, that's what it's supposed to be. Dee Dee Richardson knows that her husband would lay down his life for her.
And
that's
my children.
What every woman wants. I don't care how feminist you are. I don't care. At the end of the day, that's
safety.
What every woman wants, to know that the man that loves her unconditionally, is faithful to her, and would give his life for her.
Right. And I would want to live in a world with only men or only women.
Oh, no. I would beg God, if there were no women, I would beg God to take my life every day.
Right, right. I mean,
there are days where I would not.
I mean,
no.
I mean, not me.
I mean, that's the thing.
Can you imagine living around a bunch of smelly guys all the time?
Hey, I went to Chevrus. I love that.
Let me tell you something.
Back when Chevrus was
I like being around women who look good and smell good and are soft and are smart and will put you in your place if you need to be. But I want to be around nice, soft women. I do not want to be around a bunch of smelly guys. Yeah. I never have my whole life.
Yeah, I went to an all-male high school. I've been there, done that. It was it was interesting.
Yeah,
we didn't have the girls around to civilize us, but and
that's a really great point, because I have made this point all of my adult life, and I even made it about my father-in-law. The right woman will allow or force, however you want to say it, a man to be the person that he's supposed to be.
Yeah.
The right woman will do that. That was God's intention, is for this to be a partnership, that the strength you have are complemented by the strength she has.
Well,
and vice versa.
Well, that's what I was about to say. The sexes complement each other in the ideal, the way it's supposed to be.
Right.
They complement each other. You know, now with the feminist movement in the 70s, women were supposed to be just like men. And it's that was the wrong thing to do.
By the way, where are those women now?
I'm glad I didn't find
that
one
made
of them.
All of that money advocating for women's rights. Where are those women now? Why are they silent as girls coming along are being abused? I mean, I didn't realize it was this close. I knew that Freeport had come in second in the track meet and Greeley had won.
By a point or two, right?
One point. So I want to be clear for those that don't listen well, my heart goes out to the child who's confused. But here's the difference between me and the wackadoodles. I don't believe that child's upset, confusion should be coddled, or should we be complicit. I believe that child should get proper counseling and support, but they don't get to go in and wreck everything else because they're mentally ill.
Right.
And the child that thinks, a boy that thinks he's a girl, is mentally ill. And anybody can say anything they want, but it's still true.
Right. And that's the thing. Why in this case, why have we carved this out that we support people being delusional? I mean, it's delusional.
Why? We're harming the...
This
educational system in Maine is a crippler.
Yeah, this is not
kind. It is a crippler of children from an educational standpoint and from a social demographic standpoint. They are crippling our children, and we're paying for it.
Right. I mean, if someone had some other psychosis or delusion, we wouldn't tolerate that. Well, I guess maybe we would, because now
we have furries.
Yeah, I was gonna say if someone said they were a dog and wanted to, you know, run around the track and poop in the middle of the track, we wouldn't let them. But maybe we would.
So
here's
the thing about a furry: if a parent wants to be complicit in their child's mental illness and let them be a furry, well, you know, I'm not going to get between a parent and their child. But they do not have a right to bring it into the school and then demand that everyone else not only accept but have to deal with their mental illness.
It's just
wrong. But here's what's happened here, is the schools and this dadgum evil government, and it's evil what these people are doing, they have decided that you and I not only have to be complicit in this, but we have to pay for it.
Right.
And somebody asked me the other day, is the cat litter box still at Durago High School? And I said, never was. And it was, in fact, it was never even discussed to be brought in. It was just a rumor in the community. But that's, unfortunately, for the places that might have done it, a lot of the places who have said absolutely no and just didn't make a bunch of fanfare, they're under the gun saying, well, you've got to be considering this. We had staff members that said they would quit their job if the cat litter box got installed. And, you know, us as a board, and we're talking to the administration, like, who's even talking about this?
Yeah.
But someone in the community.
But some schools have done it.
Yeah, there have been schools that done it, but the bulk have not and have not even considered it. In fact, the whole furry issue, and I have the most experience with furries in this room, I tell you. I went to a convention last year on my trip, and that was an interesting event. I have pictures. Yeah, these kids are unusual, and I think they've got challenges. But even the kids in the school generally don't tolerate it of their peers. They will. They're inclined to wash it out, and then those kids end up getting bullied.
That is bad.
Yeah, no.
We don't want any child to be bullied,
especially if they're mentally ill.
They shouldn't be bullied, but they are with their actions drawing the ire of children. You know, who just don't. They don't look at it like, well, I shouldn't do this. I shouldn't bully. Like, no, you're a weirdo, and we don't like it. And then some are accepted. I haven't seen it at our school, but it is something that parents believe is like pervasive. And I'm not convinced it's pervasive in the state of Maine.
And we got to go. But here's the real question. Why is the public education system involved in this? They should not be. There should just be when you walk in the door, you're a student.
We should fix it.
And they are crippling our kids. I keep using that word. These children will be crippled as adults because of the inability of Maine's educational system to provide them with a quality experience. They can't read with comprehension. They can't do math with proficiency. These aren't my words. It was the nation's report card on education. We are spending ungodly amounts of money on education. Janet has ramped up education at the state level 71%. What have we gotten for it? Maine's locally owned and locally operated pharmacy has gotten a little bigger with a new store in Rockport. Community Pharmacy now has 9 locations to meet your needs.